by talking some college basketball. We're joined by a forward for Gonzaga. 20 points. He had a monster game. 20 points, 16 rebounds, 5 blocks, and a couple of assists in that win over San Francisco last night. He broke the school's single-season record for blocks last night, averaging 16.5 points, 8 rebounds, 3 blocks, and 2 assists per game this season. He leads the nation in shooting percentage. Gonzaga is number 4 in both polls. They're 22-2 on the year. They're 9-0 in conference. They're at home against St. Mary's tomorrow night. Brandon Clark is my guest. Brandon, great to have you on the show. How are you?
Hello, Jim. I'm great. Thank you so much for having me.
It's great. It's great to have you. I appreciate you doing it. Listen, I mentioned you had a monstrous game last night. You had a double-double. You had 5 blocks. Your 16 rebounds were the most in school history in a game at the Kennel. Let me start right there. How proud were you not only of how you played, but how the entire team played last night?
Yeah, you know, I was just super, super proud, really. You know, it was a really fun game to play in. I just feel like our team energy was really good that night. I feel like everything was just clicking. Our defense was really good as a team, as a whole. And it was just a really, really fun night. And I was actually lucky enough to break a couple of records that night.
You did. In fact, your 5 block shots last night gave you 74 on the year, which is a new school record for block shots in a single season. And on top of that, obviously, you got a lot of time left this year. When you look at the big men who have come through that program, what's it mean to see your name on top of that list?
Yeah, you know, it just means so much to me. There's been so many great bigs here. You know, just so many great players to, you know, so just to have my name up there with them, it just means so much to me. You know, it's just something that I'll never forget and something that I'll always keep really close to me.
Brandon Clark joining us. So what's the secret to being a great shot blocker? For example, how much of that is about size and athleticism, and then how much of that is about timing and positioning?
Yeah, no, I just really just say timing. I've always been pretty good at it, but as I got taller and I got stronger so I could jump higher, it just kind of made it, you know, a lot easier for me. But definitely timing is the main thing in blocking shots.
Yeah, it seems to me also, Brandon, there's a thing also, there's like a mentality, right? The other thing is you've got to be fearless, especially in the age of Twitter and Instagram, because if you get dunked on, that's going to show up everywhere. And you showed that fearlessness against Tennessee with maybe the block of the year. What do you remember about that play, and how important is it to have that fearlessness in your game?
Yeah, well, I mean, first of all, Pons is a very, very good athlete. He can jump really high. So, I mean, obviously kind of scary having to jump up with a guy like that. But, I mean, I have trust in my jumping, too. So I just trust myself. I trust my teammates that, you know, they got my back. So, you know, I'll always jump for them, and I'm sure they'll always jump for me, too. So.
That was the block of the year. That's an amazing play. We just ran that on CBS Sports Network if you're watching. Now, you beat a really good San Francisco team by 30 last night. You know, for most teams, that'd be a huge night. But for you guys, Brandon, it's like pretty much what you do. You're winning conference games by an average of 29 points. How much are you guys looking to make a statement every time you step on the court, and not just about where you are in conference, but where you stack up with the best teams in the country?
Yeah, you know, coach is just always telling us how, like, every night we have to go out and, like, make a statement. And I feel like last night we did that. You know, like you said, we've been winning almost every game by 30. So, you know, that's just kind of getting us ready for the future, getting us ready for the tournament. And we're just taking it one game at a time, and we're just trying to make a statement every game pretty much.
Gonzaga's Brandon Clark joining us. Now, you started your college career at San Jose State. You had a really good thing going there. You were all conference. You had already established yourself as a defensive force. What was it about Gonzaga that made you feel like that would be a good spot for you?
Yeah, no, it was lots of things, really, but mainly I would probably say the redshirt program. I was really trying to find a college where I could really just, like, hone in and focus on my shooting and my strength, which is two things that have really showed, I feel like. So, you know, just really hats off to the coaches and to Travis Knight for really giving me a chance and for helping me change my game and my body to help me be a much better player.
You know, you touched on it, but what about that redshirt year? What's that like? For instance, you were doing things like running up and down the stairs with a sandbag on your shoulders.
Yeah.
What was that like for you physically and mentally, and especially the entire year?
Yeah, you know, it was hard, really. You know, my team was off playing games, and like you said, I was up running up and down stairs with a sandbag on my back instead of playing. You know, it was just lots of work. I was lots of extra lifts on top of practicing the work I already had. So, you know, it was hard. You know, it was hard having to sit at the end of the bench every game. But you know, it was still good for me because I kind of felt like it got that fire going in me again, and it really had me want to come out, you know, just to prove to the world that I could play. So.
You know what? It's a really unique program. It's an amazing program. And as part of that year, I would imagine, you start to learn the Gonzaga way of doing things. How would you describe what that way is and what life is like as a Zag?
Yeah, I just say for like a player here and being like a player in the program, I feel like there's just like a natural swag here of winning games, which is something that I didn't really have at San Jose State. So I feel like that's really just based off of Coach View, Coach Tommy, just doing such a great job throughout the years, making it so Gonzaga is just always, you know, just a really good team. And I just feel like it's kind of like a swag that they've gotten going the past, like, 20 years now.
Yeah, Brandon, I've known Mark View for about 20 years, and he's always been one of my favorite guys. I really hold him in really high regard. For so long, he and I, you know, I used to talk about it, and then it wasn't really something funny anymore, but it was always like, when are you going to go? Where are you going to go? And he made it clear that I don't have to go anywhere. I can accomplish everything I want to accomplish right where I am, and certainly he's done that. He's built a monster right there. What's he like to play for?
Pardon me? What do I like to play for?
Yeah, no, what's Mark Few like to play for?
Oh, you know, Coach View is a great, great coach, first off. One of the best coaches ever, period. He's just really clear with what he wants from his players, which kind of, you know, really, really helps us just, you know, go out and play hard every night. You know, he just keeps it super real with us, too. You know, so that just makes it much easier to play for him. He's really easy to play under, too. So that just makes, you know, playing for him and winning games that much more fun.
Brandon Clark, my guest. Before I let you go, you're in a position right now where you're getting a lot of run as a potential National Defensive Player of the Year. And at the same time, I know a lot of your fans were angry that you were not included on the Wooden Award Top 20 last season watch list. Did that bother you? Did you get any kind of motivation or juice or fuel from that?
Maybe a bit, yeah. I'm not really a big accolade guy. I just kind of like to go out and, you know, try to win every night. Is it cool to see my name up there? Yeah. But it does add maybe a bit of fire. But, you know, I'm not really that big on accolades. I'm just really trying to win games, to be honest.
I know it. You're part of a team that's got nominees for the Cousy Award, the Wooden Award, the National Defensive Player of the Year Award. You're a part of a big three in the front court that is loaded with NBA talent. So, in other words, this team is good. This team is good. Does it feel like it's Final Four good or even national championship good?
I would say so, yeah. I mean, we have just so much offensive firepower. Our defense at the start of the year wasn't all that great, but we've been really focusing on that during practice. And I feel like it's been showing during games. But I feel like that we have every piece that it takes to win a championship this year. So I feel like if we just keep working that, it's a very possible thing for us.
All right, so finally, as long as you and I are being real, Josh Perkins is a finalist for a number of awards, including the Cousy. But be real. What's he like as a Fortnite player? Is he the best Fortnite player on the team or you?
It's definitely me. I mean, playing with Perk is actually really fun. It's funny because he's not the best, but he, like, does what's best for the squad. You know, if he gets a gun that's, like, really good, he knows to, like, give it to a player that's better than him. So it's kind of like just, like, on the court, I guess. He's a really good passer, and, you know, he just makes his teammates better. So I feel like it's kind of like that in Fortnite, but he's definitely not better than me, though.
Good. We set the record straight. I'm glad we got that straight. He leads the nation in shooting percentage. He is breaking records. He broke the school's single-season record for blocks last night. Gonzaga is number 4 in both polls. They're 22-2 overall, and they're at home tomorrow night against St. Mary's. Brandon Clark, my guest. Brandon, great job. Really nice to have you on. Thank you very much.
Yep. Thank you, Jim.
Great talking to you. Brandon, have a great day. Really nice talking to you. Appreciate you. And Gonzaga.